1037 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announcing he is terminating trade talks with Canada over a television ad that used audio from President Reagan criticizing tariffs. Trump writing on social media that Canada is trying to interfere with a Supreme Court decision on his tariffs. The Reagan Foundation says it's reviewing legal use of the audio. At 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue,
the historic 120-year-old east wing of the White House reduced to rubble. Satellite images show the dramatic transformation from less than 1 month ago to now. Along with the building, at least six trees have been taken down, including two magnolias commemorated to Presidents Warren Harding and Franklin Roosevelt, all to make room for President Trump's 90,000-square-foot ballroom.
ABC's Perry Russom in Washington. The president says after speaking to San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, he's backing off a planned surge of federal agents into the city. There were protests against the agents in San Francisco Thursday. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. An accused killer who was a person of interest in the 1995 death of Iowa news anchor Jody Huizentrout is now linked to the deaths of women in Wisconsin and Missouri. The Wood County DA says DNA has positively linked Chris Rivack to the death of 21-year-old Deidre Harm in Wisconsin Rapids in 2006. Rivack later committed suicide while awaiting trial in Missouri. A Dane County dog breeding facility gets more scrutiny from state regulators following an investigation by Fox 6 Milwaukee, which reported that Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds was selling beagle puppies at just 5 weeks old. And the State Department of Health Services urging Wisconsin families to test their homes and children for lead, as the number of lead poisoning incidents in kids continues to increase. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. Right now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom because you can do it interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:02 on a chilly morning. Yes, make sure you grab a coat. You're going to need it. And you need to warm the cars up as well. We'll get you in some great music. We're going to talk about sports. Hang with Hobble and Killian and Dave. That'll begin at 8:35. Killian's joining me at 7:10. Let the Friday shenanigans ensue with Wham on Max FM.
Wake me up before you go, 'cause I'm not. dancing tomorrow night. It's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance. We'll stay home and stare.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Let's go all the way.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:10 on a chilly Friday morning. Grab the coat before you head outside. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. This morning, widespread frost. We have that freeze in the morning going until 9 a.m. this morning. It'll be sunny with a high of 53. Tonight, widespread frost. It will increase in clouds with a low of 33. On Saturday, we have a slight chance of showers in the morning, turning partly sunny, a high of 53. On Sunday, patchy frost to start the day again with a high of 60. Looking ahead to next week, highs in the mid-50s, lows in the 30s. Currently, 25 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Yes, there was frost on the windshield this morning, and based on the current temperatures and what the temperatures were earlier this morning, it definitely, I would say, was a killing frost overnight. So we may not see any more freeze warnings or frost advisories after this, depending on what the National Weather Service decides to do with that. So yeah, as a heads up, if you have your car outside, give yourself plenty of time. Let those cars warm up. Make sure those windows are clear. Please drive around safely. Such an important thing to make sure you do that, because if you can't see out your windows, not going to be good. That is something just to keep in mind. Also something to keep in mind, the farmer's market is back in downtown Baraboo tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. the Courthouse Square. This is the final Saturday market, and they will be back again Wednesday next week, and that is the final farmer's market is next Wednesday, the 29th. 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Go give them a like on Facebook. They'll tell you who's coming and what they're bringing along tonight for tomorrow. So we wanted to remind everyone about that. And yeah, I can't believe it. We're already talking the end of October. We're talking Halloween time. That is absolutely insane to think that's the case. The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind racing, mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us now through October 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to max.fm and check out the full event lineup, and don't forget to make space on your bookshelves for those new books. So yeah, that's in progress. Some great authors are going to be there. Everyone that knows me knows how much I like to read. That is one of my favorite things to do. I am hoping to get a little bit of reading in over the weekend, and nothing beats a good book that you just get so engrossed in that you can't put it down. The problem with that, though, is when you get that engrossed in that book and it's time to go to bed, and you're like, no, I just need to read one more chapter, one more chapter, one more chapter. I remember reading a book a few years ago that was so good, I kept doing the one more chapter thing. Next thing I knew, it was 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, I'm like, oopsie, no way. I need to get to bed, and then I had to be up at 5:30 that day. So yeah, it was one of those that was a very good book, really enjoyed the book, and yeah, go check that out over at max.fm. Also, speaking of things to check out, it is our big deal of the day over at max.fm, bigdeals.com. Shop local, save big. Today we have 75% savings on a $40 certificate for Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness. That certificate, today only, no code required, while supplies last, is just $10. Yes, you can get that $40 certificate just for $10. Remedy Me IV provides medical weight loss, IV hydration, and vitamin injections, Botox, and an oxygen bar. This $40 certificate is good towards IV hydration or vitamin injection. So yes, go check that out over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local, save big, save even more today. Again, that certificate, just 10 bucks today till 11:59 p.m. No code required. Killian will join me at 7:10 this morning. We will let the shenanigans ensue for sure. We're going to talk about the most hated Halloween candy. At 7:40, we are celebrating celebrity birthdays. That's the weekend list. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary today, tomorrow, or Sunday, you can text those in now, 608-355-9970. Or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app. At 8:10, we're going to discuss making good grilled cheese sandwiches. Apparently, people can't do that. 8:20 will be calendar days, and 8:35 will be hanging with Havel, Dave, and Killian. We're going to talk about that upcoming Packers game. And yes, Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing the Packers Sunday night. So we're going to talk about that at 8:35. busy day ahead for sure. Emily is out today. She's got some other obligations, and will be back with us on Monday. We're going to get you back into the music. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:15 on Friday morning. Hey, the weekend's almost here. That's kind of cool as well. Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight on Max FM. 90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:23 on Friday morning. Coming up in just moments, we're going to have a look at local sports, state sports, and a full look at that weather forecast. Yes, it'll warm up for a little bit for this weekend, so we'll have that up in just a couple of minutes. You know, I'm happy it's Friday. We're going to talk about Halloween candy. I mean, it's getting to be that time of year. We Halloween 1 week away from today. It's on a Friday, and sometimes people like to celebrate on Fridays. Well, now here's a place where the cops want you to get hammered in front of them. I saw this story the other day, and I'm like, I got to check this out, and here we go.
This is what they call a wet lab. They get a bunch of volunteers to come in and drink.
Terry, I need you to go have a double.
And so they get a double drink until they have the right BAC level according to the breathalyzer. Now we'll see if any of the people who were drinking can pass the sobriety test. The guy who had the most to drink had 14 drinks over about 2.5 hours. Yeah, he didn't pass the test. Neither did anybody else. The cadets said that they would have arrested every single person who was in that room drinking if they were stopped on the side of the road.
Don't drink and drive. That's the important message.
The cops can tell.
Yeah, that is crazy to say the least. Not a single person had been drinking would have passed. And I heard them say one person drank 14 drinks. Wait a minute, in 2.5 hours? No, thank you whatsoever. No, not a good one. And you know, it's interesting as I was reading some of the information about this during our show this morning, and whoever was doing some write-ups for our morning show stuff said we could have an officer come in before the holidays with a breathalyzer and we could consume some of the adult beverages during the show and then blow into the breathalyzer. And before we would drink, we'd have to try to guess what the reading will be after one, then two, and so forth and so on. And then we could use this as a public service announcement for not drinking and driving. So, yeah. No, I am not drinking while I'm at work. Somebody was definitely snarky this morning that gave us the audio file for this. And I'm like, no way would I do that. You know, I think that they've made the goggles that you can ride around on a golf cart so you get a better idea of it. And so I'm thinking maybe that's probably the better way to go. I don't think I like this idea. And plus, I'm sorry, but that's a lot of alcohol in 2.5 hours. No, thank you. That's more than what I drink in a month, pretty much, is what I'm thinking at this point. So, yeah, nope, not a good thing. I'm not sure what people would want to do with that one. You can text me and let me know your thoughts. Would you be willing to be test subjects for that one? 608-355-9970. You can always text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM and tap that text option. Yeah, what a crazy story, to say the least. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Today's big deal of the day: Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness in Sauk City. This autumn, take care of yourself as you plan for holiday activities. IV therapy can supercharge your energy levels and help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Remedy Me IV provides medical weight loss, IV hydration and vitamin injections, and a full oxygen bar. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now. Purchase $40 gift certificates for just $10 today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is overflowing with the flavors of fall. Stop by and pick up Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and all your favorite apples. The bakery's full of apple cider donuts, along with take-a-bake pies and gooey caramel apples. And while you're there, fill your basket with fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal goodies. And here's the best part. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. Savor the season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's one for family fun.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Looking for a scary good time? Fireside Cabins in Baraboo is bringing the chills with haunted cabins and a haunted trail. Open October 25th, 31st, and November 1st from 5 to 9 p.m. The big party is Saturday, October 25th, with live music by Josh Elliott. Delicious food from Any Street Grill and a Halloween twist from Shrunk 3D Printing, because nothing says Halloween like printing yourself in miniature. Come for the scares and stay for the fun. Get details at firesidecabinswi.com.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. High school football playoffs start tonight. A few local matchups happening are Reedsburg versus Waterford, Sauk Prairie versus Pewaukee, Edgewood versus Rhinelander, Menominee versus Onalaska, and McFarland versus Whitnall. Tomorrow, D1 sectionals for cross country will be held at Verona, where the top two teams and top 10 athletes make it to state. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all, honestly. It's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. Right now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom, because you can do it interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:33 on Friday morning. A little bit chilly out there this morning. Make sure you grab the coat and let your car warm up if you're outside. We'll take a look at that weather forecast in just 4.5 minutes. Here's Billy Idol on Max FM.
Last night
a little
dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she cried love, love, love. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, baby, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, 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 more. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. When I'm tired and lonely, she sees me to bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight.
She's my mom.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:38 on Friday morning. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. We do have that freeze warning continue until 9 a.m. Wide friends frost this morning till 10. Turning sunny, a high of 53. Tonight, widespread frost, increasing clouds with a low of 33. Tomorrow morning, a chance of showers, partly sunny, a high of 53. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low of 36. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 59. Looking ahead to next week, highs in the mid-50s, lows in the 30s. Currently, 24 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Grab a coat and make sure you let those cars warm up to clear the windshield before heading out this morning. Yes, I was a little bit of a shell shock to go out there this morning. I'm like, it's cold out here. Was not ready for that. Killian will be joining myself at 7:10. Yes, we're going to be talking Halloween candy, birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40. If you know someone celebrating today or over the weekend, text those in now, 608-355-9970. Or via the free Civic Media app. At 8:35, hanging with Havel, David, and Killian. We're going to talk about that upcoming Packer game with, playing Aaron Rodgers. Well, that has been something that's getting a lot of chatter. We will be talking about that and looking forward to that as well. And we got to make some predictions on that game, too. So we'll see what happens with that. I think it's going to be interesting to see what we all have to say about that. And, you know, there's a great movie coming out tonight, and it's Jeremy Allen is going to be starring in the new Springsteen movie. And his performance in Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, is so convincing that it is apparently even has Bruce Springsteen fooled at moments. The movie is based around Springsteen's 1982 album, Nebraska, that was originally recorded on cassette tape. Now, is this Jeremy Allen White or is this Bruce?
You want to know why I did what I did? Sir, I guess it's just the meanness in this world.
All right, so is that Bruce? No, it is Jeremy Allen White. Now we're going to play the rest of this.
You want to know why I did what I did? Sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.
That was Bruce. So you cannot tell the difference. I'm going to say I could not tell the difference between Jeremy Allen White and Bruce Springsteen and listening to that. So if you could tell the difference, text and let me know, 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse and tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and let me know if you could tell the difference. And yes, the new Springsteen movie comes out today. That's one of those movies that I want to see. I am hoping I get an opportunity to see this one because it seems interesting to me. And I've seen the trailer for it, and it's going to be very much a music orientated movie. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to that. I think Wendy and I are going to try to see that. Director Scott Cooper, this movie is rated PG-13. So just a heads up for someone that may be wanting to take the kids to see it. It is rated PG-13. Comes out today. And I was trying to figure out, I believe it's coming out in theaters. And so that's the one thing I'm trying to look at right now is to see where you can see this. Because I will check into that and I'll get back to you in a couple minutes. Because now I'm curious as to where it is going to be able to be watched. If you happen to know that answer, you can text me and let me know that as well, 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Oh, yeah, text me and let me know. I'm going to go do a little bit of research on this in case I don't get that answer. Where can you see the new Springsteen movies? Text me, let me know. Otherwise, I will find out and let you know in just a couple of minutes. Coming up, look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch and Baraboo and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
We look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, October 25th, from 9 until 10:30 a.m., the Portage Business Trick or Treat Spooktacular and Costume Contest will take place. Kick off the Halloween fun with the Boys and Girls Club Costume Contest. That's going to be at 9 a.m. at Commerce Plaza. Kids can show off their spookiest, silliest, and most creative costumes with prizes awarded at various age categories. After the contest, head out for trick or treating at local businesses through Portage. You can see a full rundown of all the businesses participating by visiting the Portage Chamber of Commerce website. The Friends of Devil's Lake present the Halloween Extravaganza. This will be happening on October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. It begins with pumpkin carving and crafts. That'll be 4 until 6 p.m. And then from 6 until 8, there's torchlit hike, campfire, live music, costume parade, and delicious s'mores. This will all be happening at Devil's Lake State Park Rock Elm Shelter. It is free, but you'll need a state park sticker to enter the park. You can find all the details at friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, that's on Saturday, October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. Also on that Saturday, the 25th, from 2 until 5 p.m., River Hills Church in Sauk City will be presenting their Trunk or Treat event. It's a fun-filled afternoon of safe, family-friendly trick-or-treating. Kids are invited to dress up in their favorite costumes, enjoy games, treats, and plenty of Halloween fun. No registration required. You can learn more details by going to riverhillschurch.org. Again, that's 2 until 5 p.m. on October 25th. These are just a few of the amazing Halloween celebrations that will be taking place all around the area. Be sure to check out the area city and Chamber of Commerce websites for more details. Also on Sunday, October 26th, the Reedsburg Public Library will be hosting a free event as author Frank Ginther will be presenting his book, The Life and Times of Dawn Manor, which is located in Lake Delton. Books will be for sale at the event or can be purchased prior to it at Main Street Books in Reedsburg on October 26th and also at the Dawn Manor in Lake Delton. Again, this free event will be happening at Reedsburg Public Library on Sunday, October 26th, starting at 1 p.m. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram. Early detection is the best prevention." You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
You see?
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Tonight we'll put all of the things aside.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announced he was terminating all trade talks with Canada over a television ad put out by Ontario's government that used 1987 audio from former President Ronald Reagan criticizing trade tariffs.
Sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time.
Trump writing on social media he thought Canada was trying to interfere with a Supreme Court decision considering the legality of his tariffs. The Ronald Reagan Foundation and Institute says it's reviewing legal use of the audio. Major travel mess up overnight due to a computer malfunction at Alaska Airlines. This traveler frustrated.
We are trying to get back to Portland. Had the last Alaska IT outage in June, put me out, so I didn't fly Alaska for a while. And now we're trying to. Now we're going through it again.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is in London right now for talks with 24 European leaders on ending the war. He's also met with the king at Windsor. Sources in Paris tell ABC News detectives have collected a lot of DNA on the Louvre jewelry robbery. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. UW system enrollment is up for the third straight year. We get more from Sean Maloney.
It's the first time since 2010 that enrollment has increased for 3 years in a row. Fall 2025 enrollment totaled 164,626 students, up 190 students from the fall of last year. The UW system also saw a 5.5% increase in Wisconsin resident new freshman enrollment, the largest on record. 9 of the 13 UW universities experienced enrollment growth.
At the Capitol, lawmakers discuss legalizing marijuana for medical purposes in Wisconsin. Stevens Point Republican Senator Pat Testin says his family provided marijuana to his grandfather after he was diagnosed with lung cancer. They did have to cross the border into neighboring states in order to purchase it. Under the bill,